Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Kopel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Sean Walship of Cali Barbecue Media, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip that you can use in your restaurant today. So today we're going to talk about expectations. I want to tell you a story, Sean. So New Year's Day, I'm in Carlsbad, California, and we have nothing to eat in the house. So we decide to get a pizza from Domino's because there's just not that much open on New Year's Day. So we order a pizza from Domino's. We order it online. It says it's going to be ready in 45 minutes, an hour. So we ordered it when we were already hungry. We ordered it like 4:45. So now it's almost 7. I roll into this Domino's pizza and there's like 2 16-year-olds working in there, right? They are surrounded by about a dozen really angry people. Sure. And I work my way to the front. And so the guy goes, "Hey, sir, can I have your phone number?" And I give him my phone number and he goes, "So here's the situation. I don't have your pizza made. If you're willing to wait for your pizza, I can have it ready in an hour and it'll be right. My priority is that we make every pizza right. But there was an issue with the software. It's just me and this guy working. So we're super understaffed. And not only will I give you your pizza in an hour for free, I'll also give you a coupon for a free pizza in the future. Yep. But if you want to just cancel this order, I will make sure now that there is a free pizza attached to your phone number so that the next time you order, that pizza is free. What would you like to do?" And I was like, for a 12-year-old operating an entire restaurant,
correct,
on your own, you, sir, have done a masterful job of setting expectations. Yep. There is no worse situation, especially for a 6-year-old running a pizza restaurant.
In
the middle of a global pandemic, on a holiday, when everyone is hungover. And yet still, like, this kid did an amazing job of, like, just laying it out, right?
Yes.
Here's the problem. Here's the only solution I can afford you. What would you like to do? And that's not to say I didn't see some people in there try and chew him out for no sure. particular reason. But that is how we should all handle everything that goes wrong in all of our restaurants.
What's amazing is that I have another Domino's story. On Halloween during the pandemic, the most recent Halloween, my wife and I thought it was a great idea to invite another couple that has a couple of children, both 4 and 2, the same ages as our kids, over to our neighborhood. We've got a very family-centric neighborhood in East County, in Chula Vista here in San Diego. And we thought, hey, well, we're out trick-or-treating. Why don't we order from Domino's? We'll come back from trick-or-treating in an hour and the pizza will be there. Well, pizza comes 2 hours later. I'm checking on the pizza. I'm checking on the app. I'm checking the driver when he came. Was so apologetic to me and took the time to explain that he's been delivering pizzas in the neighborhood. He's been doing his best. Not only is Halloween the busiest day in our local neighborhood to order pizza, literally not New Year's Eve, but Halloween. And not only that, but there was a Sunday night football game and there was a playoff baseball game. So all of those things combined. But the point is, he took the time to explain to me what he didn't have to explain to me. And because he did that with hospitality, with love, with care, gave us a coupon. Now, instead of saying, "I'm never going to order Domino's again," we'll still order from Domino's. That's probably run by a local business owner, just like any of you. We've all been in the weeds. But what do you do? Do you hide in the weeds? Do you hide in the manager's office? Or are you going to come out and actually meet customers where they are, look them in the eye and explain to them that this is not how you wanted it to happen? You're sorry that it is happening. What can you do to remedy the situation?
And again, just so that no one is confused, this is a marketing conversation.
Yes.
Sean, if you saw me walking down the street a month ago with a Domino's pizza box and you said, Josh, did you order and are you going to eat Domino's pizza? I would look you in the face and lie to you. I would be like, no, of course not. And you'd be like, what's that in your hand? And I'd be like, stop asking me questions. Right? But two restaurateurs, two independent restaurateurs, yes, are having a positive conversation about large chain pizza.
About the hospitality behind large chain pizza, which comes down to the humans working in those operations.
Setting expectations is everything, no matter how big or no matter how small you are. Hey, it's Josh. Do you want to spend 60 minutes planning out a profitable 2022 with me? Just you and me, on Zoom, camera on, pen and paper out, getting you super clear on exactly what your goals are and how you're going to achieve them. It's free, even though the call is worth like a gazillion dollars. Go to planwithjosh.com to book that call with me. That's planwithjosh.com to book a 1-hour strategy session to make sure that 2022 is your most profitable year yet. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.